Many movie critics are giving high praise to Avengers Endgame, the final film in the superhero series from Walt Disney's Marvel Studios. As of Tuesday, all but one of 56 Endgame critiques on the Rotten Tomatoes website were rated as positive. USA Today's Brian Truitt called the three-hour film glorious. He especially praised the time travel part of the story. He said the movie includes returns to past happenings, which will please fans of superheroes like Iron Man and Thor. But it's also a singular story, Truitt said. The final film begins where last year's Avengers Infinity War ended, when several beloved heroes appeared to turn to dust. CNN's Brian Lowry said Endgame is a winning finish. The filmmakers have sought to reward moviegoers with a spectacle that's epic in every way, Lowry said. He also wrote that there are several real surprises in the movie, and a lot of humor and emotional moments as well. A.O. Scott of the New York Times said the movie provides a sense of ending, even though many characters are expected to return in future films. Scott wrote, "We've lived with these characters and the actors playing them for more than 10 years. He added, "For the most part, it's nice to see them again, and a little sad to say goodbye." Esther Zuckerman of Thrillist agrees. Endgame reinforces that there's still a beating heart beneath all the machinery, she wrote. Not everyone is pleased with the new film, however. Barry Hertz of Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper calls Avengers Endgame shockingly boring. Movie experts say the film may break records for opening weekend ticket sales in the United States and Canada. That record now stands at $257.7 million, set by Avengers Infinity War. I'm Ashley Thompson.